Well, just a week into summer and New South Wales is in the middle of a bushfire crisis. There's fire activity right down the coastline, with some combining to create what's been called a mega fire to the north of Sydney. Conditions have eased overnight, but the situation's far from over, as Louise Creeley reports.
Firefighters have been stretched to the limit across New South Wales. It was a busy night as several fires threatened properties. Of particular concern was a mega blaze as three fires merged north of Sydney, including the Gospers Mountain Fire, which has burned through more than a quarter of a million hectares on the northwest outskirts of Sydney. It's been ablaze for a month.
RFS is very resilient. We just keep coming back. So everyone pretty well on the ground who's been here and done it all before. So we're out here to sort of serve and protect the community. We just keep coming back and trying to do the best we can.
The Gospers Mountain Fire was the latest downgraded to watch and act. But at the height of yesterday's crisis, nine were at emergency level in New South Wales, most near Sydney, Newcastle and the Central Coast. One resident in the Hawkesbury region in northwestern Sydney, Mike Erlin, says his family home was saved by the Rural Fire Service despite a massive wall of fire.
It just kept getting bigger and bigger, and then there's a whole line of it, and it's Mother Nature at her finest, and she's pissed off.
Nick Sherwood runs a hay business at the Oaks southwest of the city. Last night he was sitting in between two fire fronts.
I'm being circled. They're bombing out of the Oaks airfield. We've got a small airfield there, and about every 5 minutes a loaded helicopter leaves and flies over us. So we're just prepared. We've got four appliances here between tractors and utes and a certain amount of water, probably be about 4,000 litres, and we're really just going to have to put out our spot fires ourselves.
Firefighters have flown in from across the world to help. Colin Genty is with the New Zealand Fire Task Force fighting blazes in Wollombi.
At this stage, we are probably moving out mid to late this month. We should be home for, well and truly home for Christmas. That's the plan. Everyone's looking after us incredibly well. So we're all holding up well. We've just had flame fronts moving through and just been working at protecting property. Grass, leaf litter, as well as it is getting up into the trees and so on as well. Just depending on what fuel's around the homes. The conditions are difficult with the wind changing and moving around, but that's what we're trained to do. So,
changing wind conditions overnight saw firefighters gain the upper hand and are now allowing them to strengthen containment lines. There are severe fire conditions forecast for the eastern part of New South Wales today, with 10 regions under total fire ban, including Greater Sydney. Dean Scarbossa is from the Bureau of Meteorology and says today is looking better than yesterday and the weather should improve more tomorrow.
Although we will see a continuation of dry, hot conditions, the winds will gradually ease as a ridge of high pressure builds over the Tasman Sea, and that will direct lower temperatures, higher humidity but lighter winds, particularly over the adjacent coasts where many of these fire sites are located.
Meanwhile, fire conditions eased overnight in Queensland with three fires downgraded to advice level. Redbank Creek residents had been told to prepare to leave just before 11 last night. Fire crews are still battling to contain that and two other blazes burning in the southeast of the state.
Louise Creeley with that report.